We begin the current daf Maseches Bava Metzia, daf Nun Gimel. Begin on the bottom of daf Nun Beis Mem Beis, five lines up in the bottom of the Amud, where the Gemara continues in the related discussion of the previous daf. That is, the Gemara begins now, up until daf Nun Hey and Aleph, a discussion tangential on the halachas of Maaser Sheni, because of a halacha that we mentioned in explanation of the halacha of our Mishnah. We introduced the halacha of Chizkiyah, so the Gemara now takes that halacha of Chizkiyah and bases a discussion of Maaser Sheni based on this halacha. So Gufa, we had mentioned in the previous daf, Amar Chizkiyah, Chizkiyah said the following halacha. Maaser Sheni she'im b'shava pruta, regarding Maaser Sheni, which is the second tithe a person takes off from his produce, which he has to take it up and eat in Yerushalayim. If he doesn't want to, he transfers that sanctity out the money, takes the money up to Yerushalayim. So let's say he has Maaser Sheni that doesn't have a value of a pruta, which we explain, as the Gemara will later explain from the word mimaisroi, that it's only if it has a value of a shava pruta can you be mechalel it on the money. If it doesn't, so what do you do? So says Chizki, you could have the following idea. Aymer, so the person says, Hu v'chaim shai mechulel al moisr shaynes. The principal, and one has to add on the fifth, when he wants to deconsecrate the produce onto money, he has to add that on to the value that he's taking up to Yerushalayim. He says that and its fifth should be mechul on original monies that I had. Because, lefishi e'ef shala adam letzamtzem ma'isav, as we explained in the previous daf, a person is more generous in his transference of produce onto money because he wants to make sure that all of it was mechul. So he leaves over, he actually adds a little bit more. Let's say he has $100 worth of produce, he'll do it onto 110, a little bit more money, so that he makes sure that it's a definite estimate. And since there's some leftover money, which is extra, so this thing, which is not even worth a shava pruta, could then be mechulal on that previous monies, which had other produce deconsecrated on it. Because for its own monies, it can't, but on previous monies, which li has space, that's his chizkiyah, that's how you could be mechal that produce, and then have it in that previous monies. That was his halacha. Now that the Gemara has a Meisvi. The Gemara has from Mishnah Masechtas Bikurim on this halacha, based on Chizkiyah's halacha, there will be the following question. The Mishnah says over there, Hatruma v'habikurim. Now, Bikurim is compared to Truma, because the Torah actually calls Bikurim Truma. As the Gemara says in Masechtas Makis, Taf Yudzayin Mid Aleph, it says in the Pasuk, U'trumas yadecha, the elevation of your hands, which is a reference to Bikurim. So they share the following halachas. Both Truma and Bikurim, Truma again is that 1/50th approximately that's given to the Kayin from a person, then Bikurim are the first of the seven fruits that a person has in Eretz Yisrael. Chayav nalein misa, if a non-Kayin or a Kayin that's tummy deliberately eats this Truma or Bikurim, so he's chayav misa for the death penalty. And v'chaymish, if a non-Kayin eats by mistake Truma or Bikurim, so then he's liable, as the Pasuk says, v'ish ki yechel kodesh b'shgag, if a person eats inadvertently truma, and again Bikurim has the same halachas, he'll be chayiv for a penalty, not only the principal, but to pay an added fifth. So too continues the Mishnah, as we continue on top of the Gimel Men Aleph, v'asrum lazarim, that the non-Kahanim are prohibited in what the Torah says, lo yechel, that they're not allowed to eat truma and Bikurim, which Rashi points out, that's not necessary for the Mishnah to say, that's an explicit pasuk. It's just necessary to say it for the contrast of that it's going to say that all these halachas are masha enki b'maiser, that they don't apply to maiser, that we want to say that even by maiser there's not only is there no punishment, there's actually not even a prohibition for a non-Kayin to eat maiser sheni. Moreover, Truma and Bikurim are v'hei nichzi Kayin. They belong, they're the assets of the Kayin, which means that he could even use it to be Mekadosh and Isha. We are in contrast to Meiser, as Rashi points out, because this Stam Mishnah is like Remeir, who says that Meiser Sheni is considered Mamon Gevaya, it's owned by Hashem, and the person just has the rights to consume it, but it's owned by Hashem, and therefore, if he would want to use it as a monetary value to be Mekadosh and Isha, he would not be able to. Moreover, both Truma and Bikurim are Va'ilim Be'echet Umeya, that if let's say, one, regarding the halacha is a bittul, which is to nullify the sanctity of an item or the isra of the item. So, regards to Truma Bikurim, for it to be considered nullified, it would have to be a ratio of 101 to nullify it. And meaning that the chiddush in that is that it's not batal b'raiv. Generally, in regards to halachas of nullification, you have two kosher, one non-kosher. So, the two is the majority, and that will nullify the non-kosher. Here, the halacha is by Truma Bikurim, it needs 101 ratio to nullify that one of Truma Bikurim. In contrast to Meiser, where the halacha will be, as the biblical halacha always is, bitl barayv, and you don't need to have 101. Moreover, Bikurim and Truma are betu'un and rechitzis yadayim. If one wants to eat the peiris, the produce of Bikurim or of Truma, one first has to wash his hands. The reason being is because the Rabbanan made unwashed, just regular hands, they gave it a status of what's called a Sheni L'Tuma. Now, the problem with that is that a Sheni makes something of Truma into a Shlishi. So if one would eat Truma or Bikurim, which has the same halacha, with his regular hands, which the rabbi said, unless you know you watched it, your hands are considered a sheni, that there's a possibility that it became tame, and they gave it that designation in general, so then it'll make the truma into shlishi. In contrast to maaser, which is not a problem, where you don't need to wash your hands when you come and eat the peiros of maaser sheni, which actually the Gemara says in Masechtas Chagiga daf Yud-Ches Amud Beis, that if someone actually washes his hands for the peiros of maaser sheni, he's actually considered migasi ruach, as if he's there's a horny, as if he considers himself more than what's necessary, because it's not necessary to wash your hands for Maaser Sheni. So too, Truma and Bikurim require a hair of Shemesh. If let's say they had a biblical Tumah, so then you have to first wait after you went to the mikvah for sundown. Again, in contrast to Maaser, where the Gemara says, in such as Yavamas of Ayin Dalam Abayz, that once you immerse yourself in the mikvah and you just come out, you can already eat Maaser, and you, as the Gemara learns out from Sukkim, you don't have to wait for sundown. Says the Mishnah, Hare Elu B'Truma B'Kurim. All these halachas apply to Truma and B'Kurim. Masha Enkim B'Maisa, which they do not apply by Maisa. That's the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, My Masha Enkim B'Maisa. What does it mean when it says that these halachas, specifically with the one we're focusing on, is that the halachas of Bittul by Truma and B'Kurim requires a 101 ratio to 1, that we're saying that, oh, but that doesn't apply to Maisa. What does that mean? Lav Machlal, isn't that what's inferred from the Mishnah is? Because the Maisa Batal Beruba. Because by Maisa, you don't have that stringency of 100 or 1 to 1. There, you're going to go based on the biblical halacha that it's batal b'rais. Now, as Rashi points out, obviously what would has to be then be talking about is that we're talking about a ma'aser that has no rectification, meaning that you can't redeem it, and you wouldn't be able to bring up to Yerushalayim. Because if there was some type of rectification, even in its current state of bittul, then the Rabbanan, there's a halacha the Rabbanan called Davar Sheyesh Lematirin. If let's say something non-kosher falls into kosher meat, so if let's say you have the requisite shear, whether it be Bitl B'Rayv or Batl B'Shishim or whatever the halacha is that you have that would nullify it, so generally it would nullify it. But if let's say there's a permitted way to undo that prohibition, let's say it's Tevel and you can go ahead and be mafresh the Trumas and Maaser somewhere else, so it won't be the Tevel anymore. Let's say Tevel gets mixed into Chulin. So you would say, okay, there's a it's bottle in the Rive of Chulin, but it's not bottle because since there's a way to make that Isser permitted, we don't allow the halachas of Bittul B'Rive or whatever the type of Bittul is to function. So that is the halacha called Davar Sheyesh Lematirin. Since there's a permitted way to do it, we don't say we're just nullifying that prohibited thing, whether it be because it's treif or because it's kaidish, whatever it is, then we don't say the halacha is a bittul. Now, so what case would we be talking about that the Maaser Sheni has no, because generally Maaser Sheni, you can go ahead and you could be paid it, you could deconsecrate onto money, so that would be a matir. So too, you can go ahead and bring it up to Yerushalayim, and you could consume it there. It's only out of Yerushalayim that it's considered some prohibited. So what is this case talking about that we're saying that it's going to be batal b'rayv? Must be so much that with the Maaser Sheni became tummy, where there's no rectification, you can't eat it. And moreover, so you can't take it up to Yerushalayim. And moreover, is that it doesn't have the value of a pruta, so you don't have the other option of redeeming it. Because once it's tummy, so there's no utility for it whatsoever. You can't have any hana from it. So it's not worth a pruta, so you can't be paid it. And you can't eat it to take it up to Yerushalayim because it's tummy. That's what it would sound like from that halacha and that mishnah. Ask the Gemara, v'im isa the chizkia, but if we hold the halacha of chizkia, that the chiddush that we infer from him is that even when you have something that's not even worth a pruta, it has no value, still you can go ahead and redeem it and transfer its sanctity on the previous monies that had already been mafresh other things in it, as we say, because there's always room left over in those previous monies. So even though this is not something that has pidyon, because it's less than the Shavu Pruta, but you could extend it onto those previous monies, so ask the Gemara, Havalei Davar Sheyesh Lematirin, but then that would mean that this Maaser, which, yeah, it's tummy, so it doesn't have a value of a pruta, but it still has a way to permit it. How do you say the halacha bittul b'rayv? You could permit it. How could you permit it? Go ahead. Be machalit, even though it has no value of a pruta, on previous monies that were already transferred from other maaser sheni produce. And then, as we mentioned before, anything that has a permitted way, a fill of an elephant bottle, it's not going to be nullified, even in a thousand. So how do we say this halacha, which is inferred from that Mishnah, Masechtas Bikurim, that there's a halacha, bitl barayv, by Maaser Sheni, if there shouldn't be any bitl allowed, because according to Chizki, you could always have a permitted way of doing it, and davar shesh matirin is not bottle, even in a thousand. So that answers the Gemara. How do you know when you're inferring that, okay, it says that these halachas, all those which are mentioned within that Mishnah, apply to Bikurim and Truma, and not to Meiser. So one of the questions that you had was, so it sounds like that only the halacha of the extremity of, you need 101, such a large ratio, is necessary by Truma Bikurim, but by Meiser, you don't need that. Who said that means that by Meiser, it's going to be batal berubam, that it's going to be nullified in the majority? Dimalei batal klal. Maybe when it's contrasting and saying that Meiser is not the same as them, is actually going the other extreme. That there, it's enough at least with 101 to 1. But by Meiser Sheni, it's never going to be nullified. And why not? Exactly because Chizki is halacha. Because there is no nullification because of David Shesh Matirin. So that's not a difficulty. It's actually saying like Chizki is halacha. How do you know when saying Mashenki be Meiser means that it's going to be bottle boy? Maybe it's saying Mashenki be Meiser, it's not going to be bottle at all. So the Gemara retorts back and says, no, Loi Mitzis Amar Hacha. You can't say that as a way to save the Chizki's interpretation. Because Legabe Truma, because in regards to Truma, which the same thing applies to Bikurim, which is called Truma Sedecha, Chumri de Truma Ketani. That Mishnah over there is in Masechtis Bikurim. So it's mentioning all the things that are considered distinct and stringencies that apply to Bikurim and Truma. Kuli de Truma like Ketani. It's not talking about the leniencies of Truma to say that, oh, that, okay, you're right, it's not going to be enough batal baray, but it will be able to be nullified in 101 to 1, in contrast to Meiser that will not have any bitl at all. So I was thinking, well, you can't say that that's the interpretation, because there it's mentioning only the stringencies, because that's what the Mishnah is. It's in Masechtas Bikurim, talking about all its chashivas of stringencies, in contrast to Meiser, which would be the leniency, according to your interpretation that you're trying to interpret for Chizkiyah, would actually be saying a leniency in Bikurim and Truma, and the Chumra in Meiser. I think Gemara responds back, but for Hakatani, but one of the variables, one of the cases mentioned was Vehein Nechse Kayin. It said that by Truma Bikurim, they're considered the assets of the Kayin, that they could be used to be Mekadosh Isha, in contrast to Meiser, which again, like Remeir, that it's Meiser, is Mama Gavaya, that you cannot be Mekadosh Isha. And that's a leniency, so how can you say that it's not like we want to interpret that would make it a Chumra on Meiser, that doesn't make bitl at all, when you see that there are leniencies mentioned over there? So the Gemara responds back, in reinforcing its question, and saying, Loi Sogadaitich, you cannot entertain to say as you want to interpret for Chizkiyah that by Meiser, when it's saying Mashenki by Meiser, means that because by Meiser is not going to have a bitl at all. Rather, it's definitely like the Gemara's question is that it's obvious that when it's told by Mashenki by Meiser, it's someone because by Meiser doesn't require 101 to 1, and it's actually enough for the majority to that one of Meiser Sheni. Why? Because the Tanya Behadiah, that Mishnah, although maybe it's a little ambiguous, but we learned explicitly in the Braisa. The Braisa says, Meiser Sheni, batel beruba. Meiser Sheni, which has certain prohibitions, which is forbidden, and as we explained the case when it becomes Tame, which has no way out, and it's Aser, then that if it falls into other of Heter, of permitted, it is nullified in the majority. Now, Ube'eza Meiser Sheni Amru, says the Braisa, and with what type of Meiser Sheni did we talk about it? How? What do we mean? Why is it Iser? There's permitted ways of having Meiser Sheni. Is by Meiser Sheni she'im b'shav a pruta. It's by Meiser Sheni that doesn't have the value of a pruta. And v'shenichnes l'Yerushalayim b'yatza. Then if it entered into Yerushalayim and then it came back out, which the Gemara later on is going to explain that there's no takanta, you can't eat it, and neither could you be mechalal anymore. So these two cases where it has no value, which we explained before that would be talking about a case of tumah, or if it went to Yerushalayim and came out, where you can't eat it, you can't be mechalal. So there, it's total Isser. That's where, says the Braisa, we said that it's going to be an Isser that's going to be batal b'raiv. So on that, the Gemara reinforces the question. It says, Vim Isser le d'chizkiyah, but if you hold of Chizkiyah's halacha, li'avid le d'chizkiyah, we'll let them do like Chizkiyah, v'necha le'amolos amoris rishaynis. Yes, it doesn't have a value of a shavit pruta. Let's say you said the case of when it's tummy. Or when it went into your stomach and came out, you can't do anything with it. So it doesn't have a value of even the lowest denomination of coin. Has no value. Doesn't make a difference. Chizki said that you could be mechaled. How so? By extending it to the previous monies, which we had already been mechal other meiser sheni on it, which again, we always said you leave a margin of error over there and there's extra money that you could deconsecrate in it. So it has matirin. If it has matirin, again, we're back to the question. It shouldn't apply the halacha of bitl barayv to meiser. So that the Gemara answers, Deloy Parak. You're right, that would be an option. But the case that the Bryce is talking about is where that individual had not yet redeemed any of his meiser, that he should have meiser money that has a margin to be able to use this thing that doesn't have a shavu pruta and extend it on it. He doesn't have. You're right. If he had, he would be able to. But that's the case the Bryce told him, well, you don't have that. He didn't redeem anything before this. So the Gemara asks, okay, but neisa meiser de islay. Well, then let him bring meiser that he does have that's worth a half a pruta. Vinitztarfinu, and let him combine with this taruvis. You have this meiser sheni, which is prohibited. Let's say it's tamei that fell into all this permitted. So you have this mixture. Let him bring a half a pruta's worth of meiser and bring it near this mixture, and let him say the meiser sheni that's mixed in over here and this half a pruta worth of meiser that I have over here should both be combined and deconsecrated on this pruta. And then it comes out that there are matirin, that there is a permitted way of deconsecrating it, because although it doesn't have its own value, it's, let's say, worth a shava pruta, but it could combine with another half a shava pruta on a pruta's worth of coin, of currency. So why, again, does the Braisa there say that you could go ahead and be mevatel b'rayv if it's davar shesh l'matirin? So that the Gemara answer is, de'iraisa v'derabanan lo mitztarfi. You cannot combine something that has a biblical obligation for Meiser and something that has only a rabbinic obligation for Meiser to be able to combine so that this one pruta should to transfer the Gedusha's Meiser of these two half of prutas. In other words, because the Meiser sheni that's mixed into that mixture of permitted items, biblically, it is nullified in the majority. As the Pasuk says in Shemeshchav Gimel, Achiram Lahatis, we go after the majority to decide and to define halacha. Now, but the Gemara Masechtas Beah brings that there's a rabbinic law that when there are permitted ways of that thing that's usher, then we don't allow it to be nullified in the majority, even in the thousand. Now, so therefore, what the Gemara is answering is, this meiser that's mixed into that majority, we only consider it meiser rabbinically, because biblically it's actually not meiser anymore. It's nullified. It's like chulin. It's permitted. So therefore, that's only rabbinic meiser. So you cannot go ahead and combine it with this other half of pruta worth of meiser to combine to redeem them both and deconsecrate onto this one pruta, because it comes out that other half of pruta worth of meiser is actually going to be eaten without chil, because biblically that is required to have a chil, and it's not combining with something that only has rabbinic halacha of meiser. Now, as Rashi points out, but in contrast to halacha of Chizkiya, where you already had the original monies, had already taken effect on that original produce, which I'm more later going to ask, how do we have that case also? So you already have that, then there's a margin, so then you could go ahead and extend that onto something else that's not even worth a pruta. But the way you're describing it, that you should go ahead and create that situation, you can't go ahead and create that situation, because one is biblically obligated, the other one's rabbinically. The rabbinically obligated meiser cannot combine with the biblically obligated one, and that one will have not been mechul, because you can't do something worth less than the pruta, the mechalit, which that's the only one biblically, on the pruta. So the Gemara continues asking, Venesi, but let them bring a half a pruta's worth of meiser sheni of demai, which that's the produce which is purchased from Ama Oret, from ignoramus, where the prohibition and the obligation of to redeem that is only rabbinically, because actually biblically we say that everyone is really trustworthy regarding their meisers, that this ignoramus had already separated the meisers. But rabbinically we're concerned, so we say that there's an obligation of separating meisers. So that's also a rabbinically mandated meiser. So since they're both rabbinically mandated, this one because it's a rabbinic halacha of devashir shalmatirin, here it's rabbinically mandated because of demai, so their both obligations are rabbinic, so then you should be able to combine those two and create the chil on one pruta, and therefore it has matirin, so then why is there halacha b'tiburayv? So the Gemara says, you're right, but dilma asi lasu yevadeh. Although technically that should be an option, but we're concerned that if we allow you to do with demai, you might come to bring it with definite biblical required meiser, and then it's going to come out that which is worth a half a pruta, which is not from the mixture, is going to be eaten biblically without a chil, because it's not combining with the rabbinically required one, because it's on the biblical level, that's not mechoyev, and therefore since that wouldn't work, we don't allow it either to do it with demai. So the Gemara continues asking, Venesi shtei prutas. Okay, so go ahead and bring two copper coins, v'nechal alayu, and transfer the sanctity of meiser bepruta mechza. Take a meiser produce which is worth 1.5 prutas, and bimachal that onto two coins, because it's more than one, but you'll have an excess of a half a pruta. Now, b'nechal hai, then go ahead and then deconsecrate the meiser which is in this mixture, al heich on the other half of pruta, that's yisera, that's extra, which essentially, that's just like the halach of chizkiah that said that when there's a margin, when there's excess of money, you could then extend that to the produce that you have that's not worth a shava pruta. So again, so that's an option of having matirin, and therefore, since there is an option, there shouldn't be any bittel. So the Gemara answers, mi savet pruta omechza, do you think, when you have a pruta and a half of meiser, that tafsa shtei prutas, that can take effect and transfer the sanctity of hektish onto both of those prutas, so that it should create a situation where then you'll be able to combine with it the other half, meaning for that which is worth less than a shavu pruta of this terubis together with that? Says the Gemara Loi, no, pruta tafsa pruta, a pruta of coin will transfer and get the sanctity of the pruta of the meiser. But v'chatzi pruta, the other half of pruta which is left over from the meiser, loy tafsa, it actually will not transfer to the second pruta, because it has to be the exact amount to go ahead and transfer from the peiris onto the coin. Now, and if you're going to say that that which is combined then should join together with the other half to create a full pruta's worth, to then be mechalet onto that second coin, that says the Gemara, hadahavile, the rice of the Rabbanim. But then you're going back again to the situation of biblically required with rabbinically required, with the rice of the Rabbanim, limit starfi, and the biblically required and the rabbinically required do not combine. Now, that Rashi points out that if you're going to say that the halach of Chizkiah, how do you ever find that there is an excess? How did you transfer something which is not exact, as we just pointed out in the Gemara, that a half a pruta's worth of meiser cannot take effect on the pruta? And that Rashi says you have when you mechal meiser of onto a complete sela, not different coins, a complete sela or a shekel or an iser, that even if the meiser is only worth three prutas, then that, but it's on this one coin, so then it takes effect on this one coin, and it's going to take effect in that whole iser, and then you'll have some excess that takes effect. But when you don't have enough for that one coin, then that doesn't take effect from that half a pruta's worth onto the pruta. When you have a larger coin, like an iser, then you have three pruta's worth of maisa, then even though it's not the full iser, then it does take effect. So the Gemara asks, v'nesi iser, then bring a complete coin of an iser, and be mechal on it maiser a little bit less than the value of an iser, which we just explained from Rashi, that that would take effect. And then you'll have extra, and then you'll be able to extend, and therefore then it is davar shesh l'matirin. So again, how do you have chil by a bittel by maiser sheni? So the Gemara says, you're right, although that really should work. But dilma asala suya pruta is similar to the answer we gave before, but we're concerned that if we allow you to create such a situation where you'll create that there'll be an excess of money that you can then deconsecrate this thing which is worth less than the shava pruta, then you might come to do it with not with one coin, but rather with two different prutas, and you're going to be taking meiser of a pruta and a half, and it's going to come out that that half a pruta's worth of meiser shein is going to be eaten without chil, and therefore, says the Gemara, it's better to go ahead and use the halacha of bitl b'rayv than to say that there's an option of yesh l'matirin, and therefore then bitl shouldn't work. It's not really a good option of yesh l'matirin, because that option of yesh l'matirin, which it itself is rabbinic halacha, you're going to run into other problems, which you actually might be eating biblical meiser without chil, and therefore it's not an option of matirin, and if we're really back to the option, the only good option is the biblical halacha of bitl b'rayv. And therefore it's not a difficulty on Chizkiah, and the halacha itself makes sense that there is a halacha which is inferred from the Mishnah Masechta Bikurim that Meiser Sheni is not like Truma Bikurim, that you need 101 to 1. It's enough with Bitl Barev. That's the first halacha that was mentioned over there. The second halacha that was mentioned was that B'shenichnis L'Yerushalayim V'yatza, regarding another halacha where Meiser Sheni is going to be Bitl Barev, either the first case which we were just describing, which is when it's worth less than the pruta, or if it went into Yerushalayim, the Meiser Sheni produce, and then it came out, now there's nothing to do with this. You can't eat it, you can't be paided, so therefore it's just purely an iser. So then if it got mixed into other things I've permitted, so it's going to be Bitl Barev. Ask the Gemara, Vamai. Same question, line of question we had before, we have in this case too. V'lahadir v'na'ayli, but what do you mean? Go ahead and bring back that mixture into Yerushalayim and eat in Yerushalayim. So, and you could eat in Yerushalayim, so out of Yerushalayim you can't. And you can't redeem it once it went in, but just bring it back in. So therefore that's a permitted way of consuming it. So it's Yeshla Matirin, so how does Bitl B'Rev work? So on that the Gemara answer is B'Shenitma. We're talking about where it became tummy. Once it becomes tummy, you can't eat the ma'aser sheni anymore. So there's no more option of bringing it back into your shlaim to eat it. So that's why it's total isra, and that's why there's halacha betel b'roib, there's no matirin. But the Gemara asks, okay, so you don't have the option of eating, but v'nifrike, but then you should be able to redeem it. And the assumption of the Gemara is, unlike the first case, is that we're talking about something that has a value of a pruta, which therefore you could redeem it. And although it became tame, but as the Gemara says, the Amar Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Lazar said, minayin la ma'aser sheni shenitma. How do we know that regarding ma'aser sheni became tame, shapoy noisi, that you could redeem it? And moreover, says the Gemara, as we continue to base, afilu bishalayim, even Yerushalayim. We, in contrast to actually ma'aser that's tar, actually cannot be redeemed in Yerushalayim. As the Pasuk says in Devarim Yedaled, it's only ki yirchak memcha hamakam, when Yerushalayim is far from you, then minasata bekesa, then you could transfer it to money, but not when you're already in Yerushalayim. On that, says Rabbi Lazar, how do I know that when it became Tameh, not only could you redeem it, but you could even redeem it in Yerushalayim, Shinem, like it says the Pasuk in Devarim, where it's in Perek Yedal Pasuk Adal, that starts off, when it's very far from you, the road. Additionally, so then you could be Mechalit. Moreover, says the Pasuk, so the little translation is because you can't carry it. That's one halacha of when you can redeem it. Additionally, says the Gemara, Ve'ein Seis El Achila, but the word Seis could also be interpreted and translated as consumption, as eating. Shnemaka says, the Pasuk in Bereishis says, Ve'yisa Masas Me'ez Ponim, that he took the gift, which was of food, from before his face. So we see that it's a reference to eating. So we see that additionally, it can be redeemed, not only when it's Ki'icha Memcha Makam, that's one halacha, but even when you're in Yerushalayim, if you cannot consume it, Ki'lo Yisuchol Se'esu, you can't eat it, that then, meaning when it becomes Tamei, then you can redeem it, even Yerushalayim. So then we're back to the question. So then there is an option of Matirin, because you can redeem it, even Yerushalayim. So then why are we saying that it could be Batal B'Roiv if it went into Yerushalayim and came out? So El Rabbi explains the Gemara, we're actually not talking about the Ma'aser Sheni itself. It's talking about Bilakuach, that this was purchased b'kesef Ma'aser Sheni, with the money. When we describe this as Ma'aser, it's Ma'aser Sheni, but it's not the original Ma'aser Sheni. You had Ma'aser Sheni that was mechul onto money, and then with that money, when you come to Yerushalayim, you go and you buy food, that becomes the new Ma'aser Sheni produce. But it itself was a Ma'aser. It was just the food that was purchased with the money of Ma'aser Sheni, which that cannot be redeemed. The halacha of redemption is only for the original Ma'aser Sheni produce. So that, since it went into Yerushalayim, it came out, and it became Tamei, so now you can't redeem it, and you can't eat it. So therefore, there's no heter, and therefore, there's a halacha betel b'roiv. Now the Gemara asked, what do you mean? V'kuch b'kesef ma'isi na'am l'ifrike. The halacha should be that even the food which was purchased with the money of ma'aser sheni should also be allowed to be redeemed. It's not like we learn in Mishnah in Masechtas ma'aser sheni. It says, halakuch b'kesef ma'aser sheni shenim. Regarding produce that was purchased with money, which was deconsecrated from the original ma'aser sheni produce, if that produce then becomes tamei, yipada, that it could be redeemed. So then you do have an option. There are matirin. Says the Gemara, kirib Yehuda, dami yikaver. Our Brisa was talking about like Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that actually you cannot redeem it, but rather the ma'aser sheni produce that was purchased with the ma'aser sheni money has to be buried, because he holds that it's not strong enough, it's not kaddish enough, it's not the original ma'aser sheni produce to allow it to be redeemed when it becomes tamei, and therefore there's nothing to do with it. You have to bury it, and again, therefore there's no matirin, and that's why there is halacha betel b'roiv. And I think Gemara asks, but Rabbi Yehuda, if you tell me to explain this Brisa, that's going like Rabbi Yehuda, Samayi Rabbi Yatsa. Why does the case describe it that when there's no option for it and totally Isser, that it went into Yerushalayim and came out, Afil La Yatsanami? But even if it didn't go out of Yerushalayim, even if it was still in Yerushalayim, if it became Tame, there's nothing to do about it. Tame, you can't eat it, and you can't redeem it, it has to be buried. If it's Ma'aser Sheni that was bought with Ma'aser Sheni money, that has to be buried. So Ella rather says the Gemara had a different interpretation. La'ilam b'tahar. Not like we answered before. We're talking about actually pure ma'aser sheni produce. Whether the original ma'aser sheni produce, or whether the ma'aser sheni produce that was bought with ma'aser sheni money. Now the question that was asked, so if that's the case, so who cares that it went in and came out, bring it back in and eat it there. So there is a permitted way. Why is there halacha betel b'roiv? Explains the Gemara, my yatsa, what did we mean when we said that it came into Yerushalayim and then it went out? It doesn't mean when it went out. It means the nafal mechitzes. When we say it went out of Yerushalayim, it went out because the walls of Yerushalayim fell down. So now it's out of Yerushalayim. In other words, there's no mahalacha of being able to eat ma'aser sheni in Yerushalayim until then walls are put back up. Because the Pasuk says, Lefnei Hashem Teichlenu. What does it mean in front of Hashem has to be eaten? Within the walls of Yerushalayim. Now that the walls crumbled, you're not Lefnei Hashem anymore. There's nothing holding that in. So therefore, you can't eat it, and moreover, you can't redeem it anymore because there's a halacha that once the walls of Yerushalayim, once it went into the airspace of Yerushalayim, then that removes the ability, as we said, when it's tar, only actually tummy, we said you could, but when it's tar, you can't redeem it anymore once it went in. And therefore, you're right, it doesn't have to go out. When we say go out, the walls fell down, so you can't eat it anymore because there's no more walls, and you can't redeem it anymore because once it goes in to Yerushalayim, you can't redeem it anymore. Now, on that answer, the Gemara asks, but Va'amar Rava. Rava says in Masechtas Makos Daf Chaf Men Aleph, the following halacha. He says, there's two halachas which we just described that apply to the mechitzas, the walls of Yerushalayim, but they're different. Mechitza, the halacha of walls, which was written in the Torah, that says, Rava, that was only le'achol. That was to eat inside of Yerushalayim. That halacha is d'oraisa. That's a biblical halacha of Lefnei Hashem. Now, but mechitzas, the walls which were mentioned in the Mishnah of Likloit, that it, once it gets taken into the airspace of Yerushalayim, then you're not allowed to redeem it anymore once it goes out, which we said when the walls crumble, that is only dirabanan. That's rabbinic halacha, that if you brought it in, and even if you take it out, you can't redeem it anymore. So therefore, the Gemara continues, and the next part of the Gemara is not Rabbah talking, but it's the Gemara's question that's asking, based on this principle of Rabbah that said that the fact that once it got into the airspace of the walls of Yerushalayim, that halacha that you can't redeem it anymore is only rabbinic halacha. But now that the walls actually crumbled, the Gemara is asking that gezeirah, that rabbinic law, should not apply anymore. Because v'chigas rabbanan, when the rabbis make that decree that once it went into the airspace, you can't redeem it anymore, that's ki'isnu l'mechitzas. That's only when the walls are still there. That's when they said that if you're going to take out the meiser outside, that then you can't redeem it anymore. But kilesnu l'mechitzas, but like the way we're describing the case now, then the walls are not there anymore. L'gaz rabbanan, there the rabbis did not make that decree. And therefore, there you should be allowed to redeem it. So then we're back to the question. So why is it that it's batal if there is a matirin type of a way which you could redeem it because there's no walls anymore, and therefore the rabbinic halacha of going inside the airspace should not allow it to go ahead and be redeemed because that rabbinic decree was only when there are walls, not when there's no walls. So Rashi Gemara says, no, not true. Loi plug rabbanim. The rabbis did not differentiate whether that it came into Yerushalayim and then someone left, or whether because the walls fell down, once the airspace of Yerushalayim had taken effect on it, the rabbis made a blanket decree, bein isnu l'mechitzas, bein les l'mechitzas. Whether there are walls or there are not walls, once you went into the airspace of Yerushalayim and the walls, and then you left it, whether because you left the walls or the walls left you, either way, that the rabbinic halacha applies, and therefore there is no option to eat it or to redeem it. As we said, that even though it's only rabbinic halacha, it applies even when there's no more walls, and that's one approach that the Gemara gives to explain this halacha. Now the Gemara gives another approach and says, Rav Huna bar Yehuda amar Rav Sheshes, he says that we originally asked the question to Chizkiah from the Reisha of the Braisa that said, we had asked in the beginning of the Daf, that what type of Meister did we say is talking about that's being excluded from this halacha in contrast to Meister and to Truma and Bikurim, where there they have the halacha of Bittel 101, whereas Meister Sheni, it's going to be Batel Barayv. So we said, it must be talking about that it doesn't have a value of a Shavah Pruta, because if it did, then you'd be able to be Mechalit. When would you have that there's no option, therefore it's Isser, and therefore it's Batel Barayv, it's when it's not worth a Shavah Pruta? That the question we had was, but why? You're never stuck. There's always Matirin according to Chizki, because even if it's not worth a Shavah Pruta, you could extend it on previous Mechol monies. And that says the Gemara, no, it's not a difficulty, because actually Chad the Katani, those two cases are actually one. Meiser Sheni She'im B'Shavah Pruta, She'nichnis L'Yerushalayim B'Yatza. We had originally read it as two cases, and that says the Gemara, no, that the halacha is actually one case. Meiser Sheni, which is not with a Shavah Pruta, that went into Yerushalayim and came out, so the walls of Yerushalayim already took effect in it, and therefore it doesn't allow it to be mechul anymore onto monies. That is something that we say that since it has no value, that's the halacha that we're describing, where even according to Chizkiah, there's no option because once it went into Yerushalayim, so then everyone agrees that now you can't go ahead and be mechalit, even if you would be able to extend it to something else. That's only halacha when it's not worth a Shavah Pruta. But regards to that halacha, that is not difficult on Chizkiah because that's a halacha that once it went in, you can't be mechalit anymore. Now the Gemara asked the same lines of questioning it had asked on the first interpretation. Amai, but why? V'nahadi v'na'ayla b'neichlei. Why? Go ahead, bring it back into Yerushalayim and eat it together with the whole mixture. So even though Meister Sheni cannot be eaten outside, and you can't redeem it, but just bring it back inside. Says the Gemara, "Dinafal mechitzis." We're talking about where when we said in the Braisa that you took it out of your shlaim, doesn't mean you actually took it out. It means that the walls fell down. And since the walls fell down, so you can't bring it in and eat it there anymore. So that's not an option anymore of eating. So ask the Gemara, but you still have the other option, benifrike, but redeem it. Because the Amar Rava said, mechitza lechol deraisa. So that's a biblical halacha that you need to have walls to eat it. But mechitza likle drabana, the halacha of that once it went into the airspace, you can't redeem it anymore, that's only rabbinic halacha. And therefore, vechigaz drabanan, ki esn lemechitzas. When did the rabbis make the decree? When there are walls. Ki lesn lemechitzas, legaz drabanan, when there's no walls, the rabbis didn't make that decree. As we said before, the rabbis did not differentiate. No, you cannot redeem it even when the walls are not here anymore, and if you can't eat it, and you can't redeem it. But now the Gemara asks, Ihachi, but if that's the case, as you're describing for the second answer in the Gemara, that actually the first approach first explained the first case and said it's not the Gemara Cheska, then explained the second case, which what we explained on the top of this Amid. The second approach says actually both cases are actually one case. And that is the Gemara, but Ihachi, if it's one case, Samai Irya Ein Bei Shavu Prud, then why does it describe the second halacha as an extension of the first halacha, that it's talking about where you brought it into your shlaim and took it out when it wasn't even worth a shavu pruta, but afila yesh boy, even if it does have a value of a pruta, nami, it also should be something that cannot be eaten. Because second you bring it into your shlaim, then you can't, and the walls fall down, so then you can't eat it. And moreover, you can't be mechal anymore because you took it out. So then why, when it explains what type of maitzah did we talk about, that there's going to be halacha betel b'raiv, did it say that a case of that it doesn't have a value of a pruta? Why? The halacha has, and that's why we say it's not a vegan chizki, has nothing to do with the fact that it's pachas mishav a pruta. Because that on its own right, yeah, according to chizki, would have the halacha of chilul. It's just because it went into Yerushalayim and came out. So, and then there's no more walls, so you can't eat it and you can't redeem it. So then why do you have to say it? It's talking about that it's pachas mishav a pruta. So the Gemara says, you're right, but loy mi baye kamer is saying that we didn't have to say. In other words, loy mi baye yesh baye, we don't have to tell you that if it was worth a shavu pruta, that since it's something that could be redeemed, which we said it has to have a value of a pruta to be redeemed on its own, where the koltan lay mechitzas, where there most definitely, it took effect, the rabbinic halach of the walls capturing it in its sanctity and that you can't redeem it anymore because it's something significant that has something that could be redeemed. Aval aim boy, but I would have thought to say that if what was taken inside and then taken out was something that isn't worth a shavu pruta, so then aima, I would say in such a case that the rabbanan actually didn't make their halacha, their rabbinic halacha. I would say loy kultulei mechitzas, that actually that the walls didn't even take control of that ma'aser sheni to not allow it to be redeemed, because it's not something that's common to redeem something that's not even worth a shavu pruta on monies that were already mentioned before, meaning to extend it onto his previously consecrated monies to do like Chizkiya. And since it's not a common thing, I would have thought to say, which is a general rabbinic framework, that they're not gezer on something that's Mesul Shchiach, Kamashulam, that's what is being taught to us by the Braisa, that no, that is considered part of the normal Gezer Drabbanan, that the halach of Klitas Mechidzah Drabbanan would take effect even on Ein Bei Shavu Pruta. So once it went in, it went in and out, and the walls fell down, you can't eat it and you can't redeem it. But you're right, of course, the halach would be for sure when there is a Yesh Bei Shavu Pruta. But again, that's the second resolution of Chizkiya, that it's actually one case, and the reason why you can't redeem it anymore is not because it's Pachem Shavu Pruta, but rather because that it went into Yerushalayim and it came out. Nothing more continues on the related theme of this previous discussion. Tarabon, learn the Braisa. The Pasuk in Vayikra says, "Im gol yigol ish mi maisrei." If a person will redeem his maisrei, as we said, if he doesn't want to take it up, if he wants to deconsecrate it onto monies, so then he could do that, and he has to add on a fifth. Says the Braisa, when it says mi maisrei, from his maisrei, it's telling us, but v'loy kol maisrei, the from is an exclusionary term, but he can't deconsecrate all his maisrei. What is that coming to exclude? Says the Braisa, Prat la Maaser Sheni she'im b'shavu pruta. That's coming to exclude Maaser Sheni that doesn't have the value of a pruta, where that's not included in being redeemed, and it's coming to tell you that it will not take effect on a pruta. Even if you want to extend it to a pruta, you can't, because it's worth less than that. It's not even chashav enough to be mechal in the first place. Now, regarding this halacha, which we had mentioned before, the Gemara says idma. It's actually machlokes. Rav Ami Amar, he says, ein boy. The nusach that we learned in this braisa, the terminology that was mentioned was, it's excluding maaser sheni that she'im bai shavu pruta. That the actual maaser sheni itself doesn't have a value of a pruta. But if it itself was worth a pruta, then it is something that can be redeemed and you could go ahead and redeem it onto money. But Rav Asi says, ein b'chaim shay. He says that actually the nusach that we learned is that the fifth does not have a value of a pruta. Then it cannot be redeemed. So in other words, essentially what that means to say is that to be able to redeem my sashani produce, it has to be worth four prutas. So that the fifth, which is then added on, will be able to be on the fifth of the four, is going to be itself worth a shava pruta. That's what the pasuk was talking about when it's excluding me meiser, but loy kol meiser is excluding if the meiser shein produce is worth less than four pruta, so that the chaimish is going to be less than the pruta. So the chaimish has to be worth a pruta. That's the machlekes Rabbami Ravasi. So too says the Gemara, Rabbi Yechanan Amar Einboy, he says that, like Rabbami, that it's excluding if it itself doesn't have a value of a pruta. Whereas Rabbi Shimon Malkoshom, he says, Einbachayim Shai, that if the fifth doesn't have, even if the fifth doesn't have a value of a pruta, you can't be mechalal on Tamani. And that says the Gemara Meisvi. The Gemara asks on Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbami from the following Brisa. The Brisa says, Meisir Sheini Sheinbashav a pruta. So again, which is this is essentially the case of Chizkiyah, regarding Meisir Sheini that doesn't have the value of a pruta. So da yoyshe yoymer, it's enough, it's sufficient for the guy to say that hu v'chamshe mechul al moyser shaynis, that the produce and its fifth is going to be deconsecrated on originally consecrated monies. Because as we said, there's a margin and it's being extended onto that. So ask the Gemara as follows. Bishlem elamando amar ein b'chamshe koin to Rish Lakish and Ravasi, that he said that this halacha of if the fifth even doesn't have a shava pruta, then you cannot redeem the meiser sheni. So that would make sense why the terminology used by the Braisa was that it's sufficient, like the halacha of Chizkiyah, meaning, but the word dai would be coming to tell us an additional chiddush even more than Chizkiyah. In other words, we don't say that you have to wait to bring it up to Yerushalayim, or that you have to wait to combine it with other meiser sheni produce to say that, meaning, but whereas in contrast to when the primary meiser sheni produce is worth a shava pruta, there it makes sense that you would have to go ahead and that itself has to be worth a shava pruta. But from the fact that it would make sense if regarding the terminology the Brice is using of dayoy to say a bigger chiddush, that it's enough that even if in other words that you would require that the fifth has to be worth a shava pruta, and moreover that then you could go ahead and deconsecrated onto originally transferred monies, meaning the previous mechol monies. What does that mean? The avagav de bididei ispe, the chiddush would be as follows. Even though the produce itself has the value of a pruta, so you would think, wait a second, so if it has the value of a pruta, so you can't go ahead and extend it onto something else, because it itself is a chash of a thing. So it has to have its own chilul. And that is what the daya is telling us. No, kiven the b'chum sheleka, since the fifth doesn't have the value of a pruta, so the chiddush is that it's not significant enough, and then shopper, so that's what the dai is coming to tell us, that it's enough for that to be considered insignificant enough to use chizkis halacha to extend it to previously deconsecrated monies. But el lamandam ein boy b'korn to Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Ami, that says that the halacha is only said that you could use previously mechul monies when the produce itself doesn't have a value of a pruta, so then my dayoy. Now, what is the chiddush that the Braisa had to say that dayoy is sufficient? It should have just said that he says that the produce and the chaimish should be deconsecrated unto the monies, which that is the primary halach of Chizkiyah. By saying dayoy, it sounds like you're saying that it's enough, as if you would think maybe it wouldn't work. Why wouldn't it work? That's the halach of Chizkiyah. That's what's learned out. Therefore, it sounds like that it's saying even a bigger chiddush that even if the thing itself does have a value of a pruta, and therefore you think you would not be able to, but since the chaimish doesn't have a value of pruta, so it does not have its own chil, and therefore you could extend it onto previously mechol monies, which sounds like Rish Lakish and Reb Asi, not like Reb Yechanan and Reb Ami. So Zigmar Kasha definitely is a difficulty. What would the word dayi be saying according to Reb Yechanan and Reb Ami, where seemingly that is the basic halacha of Chizkiyah, and you wouldn't say dayi, you would say that is the actual halacha that he says, Hu v'chaimish is mechul on the previously mechul monies that were used on previous Meister Sheni.